It is 9:35 on the dot. Let's get started here with the Tuesday talk show today. Of course, City Council in studio. We have Vanessa Ogier and Dwayne Junker in studio. How are you two doing?
Great.
Nice. Doing great. Good morning.
Hey,
morning.
Thank you. Thank you both for stopping on in. And hey, you guys have been, well, you've been working hard. A little. We were talking earlier, not quite a lull at the moment, but just sort of the holiday season. Things kind of sounds like things are winding down a little bit before getting into the new year. What have you guys been up to recently?
I know we've been, I think, on the forefront of all of our minds is public safety funding, and I know I certainly sound like a broken record. I've been here before to talk about this, but our survey just closed. We asked the community a series of questions on how to fund the current gap that we're facing in public safety funding, and so in this next couple of weeks, we will be reviewing the results of that survey, hopefully, and the council can come to some kind of consensus on how they'd like to move forward there. So that's been a lot of where our focus, I believe, has been.
Very good. Yeah. Dwayne, how about you? What have you been up to? About the same thing.
Yeah, I was at the same meetings.
Yeah, there you go.
But I think yesterday we talked about the pool in our workshop. We did a 3-6 review, which was kind of nice to hear from all the, you know, staff that work for the city as a whole. And I'm hoping that, you know, all of us take a good look at things that we can fix. I think there's room to go around for everybody. Obviously, none of us are perfect. And if we were a perfect organization, that would, it would be a little scary. So so there's room to grow in every department and, you know, some more than others. And I think that was a nice review. I've done something very similar to that before in the military, and I think it gives leaders a good reason to look inside and say, hey, what can we do better? And moving forward from there. But yeah, public safety fund, you know, how we're going to fund that. I'm curious to see what the results were from the survey. People have asked me. I said, well, I don't even seen it yet, so I don't know what it is yet. Your guess is much of mine. But we have had emails, actually. We've gotten some emails, and I can say at least – I think the most I've seen is would be more for the food and beverage tax. I think that's about right that I've seen. I mean, obviously there's always going to be the naysayers, but for the most part, I think that was the most popular one I've seen so far off of emails. So
And that was nice that the survey almost helped raise awareness of the discussion and the next steps that we have to take. So that also was you know, kind of a consequence of it that has been nice to hear feedback from people and make them aware of what's going on.
Yeah. How much of that feedback are you typically able to take in and just apply to what you guys do? Or does it kind of depend
on the person? I would say it's situational. Some people are really considering things with good faith and giving you their honest opinion. Some people act out of self-preservation. So it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to, it's situational, but I would say you read the most common theme and, you know, kind of make a decision off of that. At least I would hope so.
Absolutely.
I would agree. Yeah. There's obviously, you know, things have, from where we started in the beginning of the year, I think things have gone in a different direction of how we're going to fund it. Maybe I could see people thinking more. And again, those naysayers, I have to kind of throw them out the door because they're not really looking at the whole picture. They're looking at themselves we have to look at it as a city, what our job is as a city. Not to say that their opinion's not valid.
No, right, of course.
But we have to look at how we're going to do things. That's kind of why I first wanted to focus on level of service. Is the level of service what we say it wants to be? Because if we don't pick that first, how can we pick what we're going to do the next part? So that's kind of where I've been pushing is, hey, let's do the level of service, and then we could talk about how we're going to fund that level of service. I just think that's a better business model, but hopefully we'll get there.
Hopefully. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I even think that that is an overdue conversation. Like, for example, the fire department hasn't had a real level of service discussion in over a decade of what that should adequately look like according to federal guidelines. So not only, you know, is it possibly the best way to move forward in terms of, you know, discussing exactly how much we would have to charge for like a food and beverage tax or how much of a utility fee it would have to be to match that level of service. But it's also very overdue, I think, in my opinion.
That's right. Now, were there potential options lined up, at least a couple of options for where that funding was going to come from? that have already been established?
Yeah, I mean, because of Oregon law, because of measures 5 and 50, there's really only like, so many different pools that you could charge from. Mm-hmm. So right now it's the utility fee, food and beverage tax, sales tax, and then am I missing one? Or is the fourth one to reduce levels of service?
I think there was more than that, or a combined. There's a combined one, and then I think there's actually six.
There are six of them. Okay.
But two of them are combined, I think, services and then or something like that. And then the sixth ones start cutting people, which I haven't heard anybody say they want to cut people. So,
yeah, thankfully, yes, no one has advocated for that.
That's preferable.
Yeah. So I have not heard that one yet. So, and I'm glad because I agree. There's, from what I'm seeing in reading the stats and talking to people, we do need to look at our level of service. At the minimum, get back to where we were a couple of years ago and then maybe grow from there. Because I would, you know, just from talking, there's no way we're going to be able to be law enforcement up fast. Mm-hmm. It takes almost a year to get an officer on the street working by themselves. So I would like to start the hiring process now. Mm-hmm. So maybe next Christmas we have more people working. Right. Fire department's a little faster. I know some people doing that, and it's a little faster process. But with schooling and stuff like that for law enforcement, it's going to take a while. And
oh, yeah. You got to make sure that they come in and they're able to get that education, that experience.
Getting a school seat, all that stuff takes time. Then they have to get back, and then they have to do training, you know, get their hours before they can go on their own.
Yeah.
That is a long process. And I don't think we're looking at that, how long that process is going to take. That's why I wanted that push is, hey, let's talk today. So the sooner we talk today, we can start filling those positions back up later, you know, earlier. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, it's crazy how things can change so much over just the course of what it was 5 years you were saying.
I think we've cut a couple years ago. We've gone down a couple officers, but that doesn't mean the level of service requirements we've needed they've gone up.
Yeah.
The calls have gone up. Our dispatching. I mean, we just did a 360 review. And that's probably one of the areas that was really hurting. And there's other areas. And I would say it's probably due to not enough people working in that dispatching area. And they're probably stressed out. Now, I'm guessing. I haven't asked. But I'm probably pretty close to, right?
It's an educated guess.
Educated guess. If we've been hiring, there's been a hiring, I think, the whole year for dispatchers. I mean, that I've been here. So I would hopefully put two to two together that we need more dispatchers. And take that stress off them. It is a, you know, high demand when you're taking calls after calls. And,
right.
You know, so I look at, hey, that's some area we need to improve in. There's probably a lot of areas we need to improve. But that was due to that review of the personnel. That was one area that I would like to take some stress off. And officers, firefighters, I mean, there's a lot of things that people don't understand that's going on. We got, you know, laws that are being put on the city for family, you know, leave. And wages, all these things do cost the city money, and we don't really have a lot of way to really. We can't say no, you can't do this because there are state laws, and sometimes the public doesn't understand that is the law tells us sometimes what we have to do.
Yeah.
So very. Yeah,
we've kind of had this like bad recipe of things, you know, impeding progress in our public safety, both of our public safety departments, like, you know, like Councillor Junker had mentioned the paid family leave, and then you couple that with budget cuts that we've had to do to balance our budget. And so just kind of these like multitude of factors that are making it, you know, making the profession harder than it already is. And so some things are out of our control, like state law, you know,
right.
But the budget is totally in our hands, and, you know, I look forward to moving forward on that and hopefully providing some relief to those areas. I do look forward also to reading the comments in that 360 review. It's interesting because you have comments that you could really, it's, you know, it's very clear what department or what division they work in, just because, you know, they'll make comments about it. And then there's even like higher level themes that I look forward to really getting into, you know, so, you know, maybe the way departments communicate with each other. I haven't read, so that's not a real example, but that is just, you know, a possibility of something that's much higher level than, you know, just one specific area. So I do look forward to reading that also. It's, We received it yesterday, and I think if I had to guess, it's like 20 pages long. So, you know, 12 point font. So, yeah, I'll dig into it certainly. But
oh, absolutely. It may take a little time, but you've got this.
Yeah,
absolutely. We have City Council in studio. We'll continue the Tuesday talk show in just a bit. It's that time of year once again. Thank you for listening. This is the Tuesday Talk Show right here on KJO. We have City Council in studio. Just a bit ago, we were talking about, well, getting ready for the, or getting the, not the budget so much lined up, but about the vote on, words are escaping me at this moment. Either way, it's a big task that you guys have ahead of you, but you're not taking it lightly.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bearing that then, definitely. We do want to also discuss a little bit about what you talked about recently, the caveman pool. How's that been looking? How's that process been going?
Yeah, we did just talk yesterday about caveman pool in our workshop, and we are at phase one of the project right now where the council is deciding what we'd like the project to look like moving forward, what the design should look like. And so yesterday was a discussion about amenities, and we're going to have the consultants come back with phase two now, and they will have a design and a cost estimate for the design that they've already created, and then a couple of amenities that we asked for. And I think they were a platform to jump off of and a drop-in slide, if I'm remembering correctly. So we'll hear what those costs are added on to the already, but the design that they already have. And, it's a pretty exciting project because it's definitely a once in a generation thing. You know, the last time it was done was in the '50s. And so,
wow.
Yeah. Really? So, you know, once ground breaks into the future, it will certainly take a long time, like all construction projects do, but I'm really excited to see what that looks like when it's all said and done.
Yeah, it's been some time coming. That's got to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of different things to be considering on that one, and little things to beautify it. Is that right? Or make it look.
I would say just update it. Right now, it has integrity issues and structural issues, and so you know, fixing the ground leaks and even making a larger. I believe we are going to make a larger footprint in the lap pool. We're going to have a smaller activity pool. You can look forward to some open space. We talked yesterday also about adding a half court basketball hoop. So a little bit of something for everyone is what we're shooting for.
Very good. So as far as the structural integrity, how will that start out? Maybe that process, or just being able to, what needs to be done as far as just securing it more, I guess.
Scrapping it entirely and starting new.
Just getting a whole new thing.
Yeah.
I would say, as a pool owner myself, the laws on pools have changed since really? It was built. Oh. You know, like, you know, drains. Back, you know, pools used to have one drain in the bottom of the floor. Mm-hmm. Now there's two because it can suck up a kid. You know, there's a lot of things have changed in pool design and safety. So I would say our pool, if on a safety issue, is probably archaic.
Yeah, probably.
Not from the 50s.
The design is obviously not up to date. And
right.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the pool filters and how to heat it and everything. I mean, I have solar on my pool. You know, I have all these variable speed pumps. They're all, you know, so I'm not sure how our pool, because I haven't gone into that, but I would assume at the time when it was not built all those, you know, updated things that can shut off and on with the sun and all kinds of things that pools do nowadays that are energy efficient, you know, looking at those things. I know they brought up, you know, how to heat it, which is nice to have a heated pool versus jumping in and it's 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people like a nice warmer pool. Mm-hmm. It makes the use of it longer in the summer. So having those amenities would be nice to have. And then, so I would definitely, you know, we talked about some of those things, but a lot of that's going to be brought to us to look at and say, hey, this is A, B, and C, you know, what would you like to use, you know?
Right. Cause it's still in the early phases.
Still in the early phases. They're the consultants there that we're paying, the experts, you know, none of us are pool experts. Even though I own a pool, I don't consider myself an expert. I know how to clean it. I could tell you that and make the chemicals correct. And so it doesn't burn you and all that.
Right.
Well, yes.
Good.
You know, so I don't, you know, I'm not a pool designer. You know, I don't think anybody on the council is. So we kind of have to leave it up to the experts to give us the information. And then we decide, you know, of course, affordability too.
I was going to say, how much, like, where is that price looking that is, or what you're hoping to to pay, I guess, or what would be too much, what would be too little?
I think they said something about $6.5 million yesterday, but that's just a number they threw out there.
I see. I'll gotcha.
Now you start adding extras, that can go up, you know?
That's true.
Like anything. Mm-hmm. You go buy something and they start to sell you the extras.
They're like, you know, this will really make it even better. It's like, thank you. But all those things you got to definitely take into consideration.
What can we afford? How we're going to pay for, you know, there is some money we have set aside, but is that going to cover the whole thing? There's a lot of decisions still got to come before.
Right. Well, and if it hasn't been worked on since the 50s, or it hasn't been updated since the 50s, that might definitely add a few.
The whole
new
thing will be different. The design we're seeing does not look like the design today. It'll look totally different. Entrance, mm-hmm. buildings, how you access the place, parking lot, everything.
Not just the pool, then.
Not just the pool.
The whole nine yards.
The parking lot, the school, and the Meshare, that's their part, I can believe. Mm-hmm. So that whole section, the corner of the pool area, will be totally different. I was a kid here. I remember the pool. It's still the same looking pool, 40 years ago.
Wow, man. And there, I imagine there's been maintenance along the way. Is that right?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
Just not these major renovations.
No. Well, I think a pool is only supposed to last 20, 25 years.
So it's held pretty strong then, I guess.
And we don't know what kind of, that's usually the, what's the texture on the pool. That's usually what the, had to be redone in like 20, 25 years. So
gotcha.
I don't know when it's been redone. I don't think we've even been talked about it. I don't think that, but at some point it's not as strong as it used to be probably.
Right.
We are given information and we make decisions. That's what we're doing.
There you go. And so you'll get that estimate. And then from that point on, what next?
I can imagine they will give some type of guaranteed price, I'm hoping. And then from there, just, you know, authorizing moving forward on phase two. There are a couple different funding options that we will be utilizing. Thankfully, the pool is within the Urban Renewal Agency. So we are able to draw funds from the URA. And also, I believe we have designated American Rescue Plan dollars towards the project as well. So there's a couple of different funding sources. When we originally conceptualized revamping the pool, the cost estimate was $5 million, but we both know that world doesn't exist anymore. The
right.
cost of raw goods and construction is
inflation
like nothing.
Has.
Yeah, it's like nothing we've seen. So yesterday we did hear it was about, you know, a very rough estimate of $6.5 million without amenities. So if, you know, by the time we get to phase two, you know, maybe second quarter of next year, that number very well could change, just solely dependent on the economy and the state of things, which is another thing that's entirely out of our control. But we do know that the community pool is adored and it's a treasure and it's definitely worth investing into, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, nothing like a nice new shiny pool, I suppose. Well, that'll be exciting. Definitely a little bit of work still to go, but it's a work in progress. Yeah, and as far as dates go of completion, that's still pretty up in the air.
Yeah.
That's pretty far out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's entirely up in the air.
I guess, I don't know. Yeah, how long does it take to build something just from scratch? Brand new pool, brand new parking area, you said, or at least redone, remodeled. Could be some time.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a home-sized pool, so it's got a lot of amenities and buildings mm-hmm. and permitting and all that stuff, too. So I would probably give it a year. If I was taking a big guess, not from today, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, still in the early phases, but we'll be hearing about it more, I'm sure, as the time goes by. Well, that'll be exciting, though. Has it been a fun project?
I mean, yeah, it's exciting. It's an exciting thing to talk about. We have a lot of heavy issues that we talk about, so having something lighthearted and something for the community to look forward to is nice once in a while.
Definitely. How about the feedback as far as the pool goes? Are people letting you know, like, I want this, I want that?
Yeah, we did have a caveman pool task force where we got a group of stakeholders, I think back in 2021, and, you know, they gave their opinion. And I know the mayor informally held a focus group with middle schoolers. We had an open house where we also had participants come in one evening and talk about what they'd like to see. And then, of course, people reaching out via email. So it definitely has had, we have had some really great feedback from those groups.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's a community thing. You know, everybody wants maybe the little piece of it, I suppose. But that'll be very exciting.
Yeah, that's what's most important, is that the user groups can vary so much. It can vary from a toddler in diapers to, you know, a senior citizen who wants, you know, a lukewarm lap pool to, you know, exercise in. So, you know, the variation of what you may need to fulfill everyone's, you know, desire, it's pretty vast. So it's nice that yesterday to see that we hopefully will have something for everyone, no matter your age group or user ability.
Yeah. Yeah, keeping it in the community and making it accessible for everybody. That'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We have just about a minute before we are going to take another break here. But as far as the, well, let's see. So you talked about the caveman pool. Definitely talked about funding. How about, let's see, we can fill this minute here with any other things on the agenda, like just or just things starting up?
We do have a rent burden community forum coming up that we could talk about when we come back from the break. But that is happening on December 11th at 6 p.m. And we invite landlords and both tenants to come in and talk about their rental experiences in the community.
Very good. Well, we can definitely talk about that. And of course, in this next half hour, we will be taking anybody's phone calls if they would like to talk with the council. If they have a question or anything like that, feel free to call. That's 472-1270. That is 472-1270. And we will continue with the Tuesday Talk Show in just a moment. Welcome back to the Tuesday Talk Show right here on KJO 99.7 FM, 1270 AM. Streaming live at KJO.com. It's the Tuesday Talk Show with City Council today. And a reminder, if you have any questions for the members of the City Council here, Vanessa OJ or Dwayne Yunker, you can give us a call, 472-1270. That's 472-1270. Well, thank you both for joining us here today. We just wanted to talk a little bit about Rent Burden Forum. Is that something coming up, or you just recently discussed that?
It's coming up. It'll be on the 11th at 6 p.m. at our City Council chambers, and you can either attend in person, and there also is a remote option. But this forum, we began these, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. The state required that communities that are defined as severely rent burdened are required to hold them annually. And so we've held them annually since then, and it's an opportunity for renters and landlords alike to come and talk about their experiences, good, bad, or indifferent, so that the community can learn, you know, the City Council can learn what's going on in the community, up-to-date information from those user groups, let them know what kind of work we've done in the last year on housing and maybe what our plans are for the following year also.
Absolutely. Well, yes, renting. Well, we were talking earlier just off mic there, but as far as housing is concerned here in Grants Pass, it's been a little tough recently for not just renters, but buyers even, mm-hmm. sounds like. So this should help, hopefully a little bit, at least in some cases.
Maybe. I don't know. I give them information. You know, people can make decisions off of those things. I feel that education is going to be good for everybody.
Yeah.
And people have to make what's best for their family. You know, and as a realtor, I tell that people all the time, you got to make the best decision for your family, not what other people are trying to tell you to do. And so it's tough, you know, when you're trying to make rent or even your mortgage, you know, mm-hmm. and make a living, you know, make a living, feed your family, all those things. So I think we all know that costs have gone up. Go to the grocery store, fill a bag of groceries up.
Yep.
Don't put meat in there because it'll go to the roof, but it's all gone up. So I think everybody gets affected by those things. So, and if your wages are not going up as fast as inflation, then it's definitely going to hurt you.
Yeah, it makes it hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to make that living, but you also need to be able to eat and have somewhere to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I personally, I was actually looking at a rental not too long ago, but it would have been about half of what I'm earning. And so that happens for a lot of folks, even in buying a place. So it's pretty widespread. No one's, what were you saying, Vanessa? Earlier we were off mic, but it's happens to everybody.
Yeah, I said no one is immune to the housing crisis.
That's right.
It really affects all wage levels. I had someone share with me in the last year that between him and his spouse, they made $7,000 a month and they still couldn't find somewhere to live. And so that translates to our medical professionals, which is one of the largest industries we have here. you know, potentially not being attracted to the area, or, you know, we're not receiving the increase in specialists or practitioners that we need with our aging and growing population, because they frankly just can't find somewhere to live. And so that even, you know, extrapolates into suppressing our local economy, because how could industry possibly grow or come in if its workers don't have somewhere to live? So it's, the housing crisis really is an incredibly far-reaching issue that no one is immune to.
That's truly. Right. Well, it's a little hard to expand. We are in a valley here. Mm-hmm. This does make things difficult.
Yeah, which is why you have to be really intentional about what you do have available. And that kind of leads in well into, I know we wanted to talk about the Alwyn property. Mm-hmm. The city council has decided to remove from park reservation, you know, a piece of property out off of Alwyn Drive, and develop it and have it developed into housing of some kind. And tracts of land that, you know, are 8 to 10 acres are very rare in this community. So I look forward to the RFI that we're putting out and hearing back what the development community has to say about that. And I'm hoping that we have lots of great ideas to choose from, because those tracts of land don't come by anymore. So we have to be pretty choosy with it.
And RFI, that stood for?
Request for Information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when is that coming up?
I believe it's going to come out on the 13th.
Mm-hmm. 13th? Oh, okay.
And we're requesting that, I just requested we give them 90 days to get back to us. So then that will be presented to us to make decisions how to move forward.
I see. As opposed to 30 days.
It was 30 days. That was a little short, so I'm asking 90 days so we can get as many people or many contractors, whatever it is, to give us. We don't know. It could be one. It could be 10. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's a tough request. So, mm-hmm. But we're asking is for is I'm hoping for different types of housing. It's enough acreage to for me. Maybe have some elderly, maybe some fourplexes or fiveplexes. All kinds of different things in there. And we'll see, you know, I don't know what they can be. That's why they have engineers and stuff, and they can tell the space. And, you know, another thing is there's regulations that get set on us, how you build and how much space you can use. There's wetlands down there too. So there's a lot to look at when you're putting this building cost, you know, you start going above 2-story, costs more. You're going to put an elevator, right, sprinkler systems, and all these things matter.
And the more people there, the more traffic as well.
I think we already did a traffic. I'm not sure we did a traffic study already. We've already done some groundwork. I think we did an environmental thing already. That's been done. That has to be done. So that's kind of
wetland
environmental thing. Yeah. So that's been done. There's some already groundwork being done already.
Okay.
I know we talked to ODOT a little bit. I'm not all the information on that. So some of that stuff has already been done. Because there will be traffic coming in and out of there, what street, how to get in there. So
that's right.
Yeah, there is some things that have already been pre-done. And hopefully we can go from there and then go to the Allen Creek property.
Yeah. Now that's another development that will be that we have some city-owned properties over there. And so I know we have to have a parkland over in that area. And we also have to have a stormwater the words escape me now, but basically a retention site for stormwater development in the area. And so that's another development opportunity that unfortunately has taken a little bit longer than anticipated. Some could argue because of ODOT's involvement in the process. And we, you know, just as reference, they're going to be involved in Allenwood because it's directly off of Highway 238. So, you know, the outside state agency involvement definitely slows these down. But I look forward to them moving forward for sure.
Definitely. Is there some groundwork already laid out for that one, or is it mostly focused on Allenwood?
I think we're mainly focused on Allenwood, but there is, I think, 3 proposals already from some private land on the Allen Creek side. I guess that'd be the south side. I think it is already for some development starting. So I don't know when that's starting. I know there's already a couple going through the works through our planning department. I've seen them. So that's kind of nice to see that there are obviously some more. And I think as that road opens up, you'll probably see more property development on the private side too, because I think the right side, which is the south side, is mainly all private land. I think we own, is it 12 acres? It's a big piece of land over there.
Yeah, a few parcels for sure. Yeah. I'm not sure of the acreage.
And then there's the one by the housing authorities and right there in the corner. Mm-hmm. That one's going to probably start coming, hopefully. So there is some things happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's a work in progress, these yeah. things.
And then we have a proposal for Scoville, too. So,
oh, no kidding.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are happening for housing. It's just how fast can we do things and
right.
process. And I'm hoping that, you know, we, you know, everything should be on the table for the housing. I think that's the way it should be. And obviously, you know, my opinion is if it works and we're getting the max amount of housing we can get by the profit, because it's going to be worth both ways. You know, people are not going to get in the business to build to lose money either. They got to feed their families. So if we can max as much density in there as possible and everybody's a win, I think that's, we should look at those things, you know, too.
Yeah.
And as a city, we did something kind of experimental with Allen Creek. We, from a city's perspective, we conducted a transportation impact analysis. And so when the developers do come in, they won't have to wait for that. They won't have to go through that process that's been eliminated on their behalf. That's, the city did that. And we have also looked at a second rezone area out in the Redwood area near Schutzwall and Dowell in that general vicinity. And so we also will have to be working with ODOT again on that. So that process is probably going to be pretty lengthy, but it is worth mentioning that we're looking at this from so many different angles. There's the incentivizing these projects, and then there's, you know, which in a way that could be argued that that is incentivizing because now they don't have to go through the traffic impact analysis. Mm. They don't have to pay that money. They don't have to go through the process. And so hopefully that will speedline the development once we actually do start breaking ground.
Absolutely. We have City Council in studio today. And any more comments about on this topic before we take a quick break? Maybe I guess on the 13th, that's when you're expecting the RFIs. What is kind of the ideal outcome of what's coming up the 13th?
I think when the period closes for the request for information, I think the ideal outcome would be to hear from multiple different developers and seeing lots of different creative ideas and moving forward with the best candidate.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah. I think that's how most of them work.
Yep.
No.
The best candidate for the best outcome for the city, you know?
Definitely.
And I'm hoping for some like healthy competition, you know? It would be great if one person stepped forward because at least someone is stepping forward, but it would be nice to see a few ideas.
Yeah, a little friendly competition, a little bit bidding war, maybe. Not quite, but either way, that'll be good. Well, best of luck. I hope it goes well. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break here and be back with the Tuesday Talk Show in just a moment. It is 10:19. You are listening to the Tuesday Talk Show right here on KJO. Don't forget, you can give us a call if you have any questions for the City Council members here, 472-1270. And once you hear the radio going through your phone line, you will know that you are next in line to have your question answered. So again, 472-1270. Call us up if you would like. We have Anessa Ogier and Dwayne Junker in studio today. Again, thank you both for stomping on in. Maybe let's talk a little bit about the Christmas lighting. That's coming up here pretty soon. That's always such an exciting event coming up. I have the camera going on our website so people can check that out when it goes up. And it's just great to walk by and see and just closing off that road and everything. Are you guys looking forward to it as well?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's very nice. I didn't know that you guys had that camera on your website. So that's wonderful. The ceremony will be this Friday. And it'll be, of course, at 5th and G Street. And it'll be, I think the ceremony starts at 6 and the lighting will be at 7. So it should be a really great community event for people to show up to.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, we will be working or else I would be there. but I'm sure it'll be a great time.
City Council never sleeps, huh?
Pretty much.
We have to feed our families, too.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely.
This is a free job.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but that will be exciting. Does the City Council have a role in the tree lighting?
I don't think that we're on the agenda.
Just authorizing for the tree to be purchased. That's really it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's such a cool thing that we get to do every single year. I've not seen the actual, like, having it get put up, but just walking by. Now, is it hollow inside?
The tree?
It's a real tree.
It is a real tree. Okay. I feel like one time I walked past, it was like kind of that frame.
I think the tree actually goes up Wednesday or something. Actual tree. There's a day that goes up.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. I'm not sure.
The tree goes up first.
Right.
And the street gets closed off. but the ceremony, everything's on Friday.
gotcha. Man, very
good. Because it has to be prepped.
True.
We wouldn't want people standing there while they're putting the tree up.
No, it's a big tree.
If you didn't see on the East Coast where the tree came down.
Oh, no.
I did not see that.
Yes, there's a, I think it was at the one of the places over on the East Coast, ceremony or something, that White House or somewhere, that tree came falling down. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah, you got to make sure those things are safe before we put people around it.
Yeah, certainly.
Now, we have a good crew working on ours. I don't think that's happened yet.
I think we've done it enough. I'm hoping that we know how to do it right now.
Oh, absolutely. No, that'll be exciting. Anything else coming up on your guys' agenda? There's a looking for... I guess you did say it's kind of a lull this time of year. Does that typically happen this time of year?
I mean, it depends, but it's pretty normal for the holidays, I would say. And we also have moved our meetings so that we're not meeting as frequently. So I think that also kind of plays into it. Not necessarily in terms of what's coming up, but we recently discussed revitalizing the Owl Lot and creating like a permanent plaza downtown. So that's another fun, exciting something, you know, project for the community to look forward to, is having that gathering space in downtown for events, you know, festivals or music events. And so we did give authorization to move forward on that. And what that looks like is repaving it. I think we opted for curbless. So it'll be, you know, no resistance walking from the street into the plaza as a pedestrian. There will be like bollards, you know, for safety. But it'll be more accessible in that way. They're going to have some, you know, new sidewalk that's pretty, not cobblestone, but different than just, you know, plain pavement. And there'll be increased shade. There'll be a place for a band to set up. So it'll be really nice once that's all redone.
Definitely.
Kind of plays into Art Along the Rogue and festivals that we have downtown.
Oh, definitely add zhuzh it up a little bit, or even more so, I guess. Is it still conversation phase, or it will become?
Yeah, it will become. Yeah, we gave authorization to move forward on that. And I should also say that we'll have increased public art and increased lighting, which, you know, are both beautifications.
Yeah, always helps. Extra lighting. Couldn't hurt.
That's something we've been talking about for a very long time, even before my time on council, is
really,
yeah, updating the downtown lighting between, you know, on G and 5th and H in that area. So it'll be nice to see that come
to fruition. Updating or adding to it?
I think a little bit of both, because we do have those existing, the historical looking lamps. And so I think that was a phase of that project, and now it would be adding additional lighting.
I see. Well, hey, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt to help that out a little bit. But yeah, a little bit more beautification for downtown. Not that it isn't beautiful already, but I understand, like we've talked about in the past, I think increasing tourism. Is that about right? And that maybe that could help with the funding as well, or was that sidelined?
No, we did some tourism grants last month for some big things that are going to happen in the city next year. I don't remember all those, but yeah, there's three or four we gave some money for to help for advertisement to bring people, because of tourism, they have to want to come from outside the area to come here. So that's very important that we're bringing people to Grants Pass.
Right. Can't just be the money coming from inside.
Not Grants Pass bringing Grants Pass. It's got to bring from outside the area, brings money into the city. Going back to this city this month, you know, it's really, we only have a meeting tomorrow night at 6, and then we have a workshop on the 18th. So that's it for this month.
Wow.
So we don't have two meetings this month, so that's why it's – but then starting next month, we're right back into it again.
Yeah. Probably a full force.
Full force.
How's next month looking?
I'm sure public safety will be right back on there. Yeah, we'll be starting the year over again. It's been a fast year, so we'll be – I'm sure public safety will be every month until we fix it, or every other. I'm hoping a lot. So, but yeah, I mean, this month is the holidays and people are doing things. And so we want to give people time to enjoy their holidays or whatever they're going to do for themselves. And I think people need to remember also is we're volunteers, and this does take a lot of our time. You know, we're not paid employees, and we're making decisions, and they're tough decisions, and especially when you're working for free.
It's no small task.
No small task to get yelled at for your free job.
Oh, man. Well, we have just about 2.5 minutes left, kind of in recap. You know, it is Christmas. You know, this year's wrapping up here. We have a new year coming up. What are your kind of hopes and dreams, I guess, for next year's sessions?
I think in looking forward to next year, not in terms of what I would like to see, but I would like to offer to the community to come to our meetings and let us know what you'd like us to focus on for the next year. We won't be having a strategic planning process in the next year. We have typically held like a forum the previous December to our strategic planning to hear from the community. So I don't want anyone to feel discouraged that we're not having that process. We still would like to hear from the community in terms of what should we be focused on next year? What kind of things would you like us to see get done? We still have work to do on our strategic plan from this year, which is how we're going to move forward next year. So we already do have those goals and ideas set out, but it doesn't mean that we don't want to hear from the community. So come forward and let us know what's on your mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, City Council, you know, just hearing the voices, that's very important.
Yeah, I mean, just because it's not in the strategic plan or in our view right this minute, if there's something that needs to be addressed, people need to tell us about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear everything. So you can email us. You know, we do read the emails. I tell people I don't respond to all the emails, but I do read the emails.
That might be a lot of emails to respond to.
I just read them all. You know, I mean, good and bad. I take notes and think about them or ask questions of people that I know that are more experts, or I'm hoping other, you know, council members are doing that and respond to surveys. I mean, we do have a survey that's we should be talking about in February on the Riverside Park. The building was there. We have not heard about that yet, but that survey already was done. And what to do with that building, I'm sure we'll make decisions on that piece eventually. There's all kinds of, I mean, hope we have our band show. There's a lot of things going on that I don't remember everything we've been doing, but goods and bads, we've been doing a lot of stuff that we start seeing things being done, you know?
Definitely. We have about 20 seconds. Any final thoughts before we get going? Or we'll let people know how they can get in touch with you.
I think we also have several openings on committees if people are interested in getting involved. I don't have the names of the committees offhand at the moment, but if you go to the City of Grants Pass website, I'm sure you could find the openings there and apply.
Sounds perfect. Well, Vanessa and Dwayne, thank you both so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
That'll do it for the Tuesday Talk Show right here on KJO.